Welcome to the Caring Advisor podcast. This is Elizabeth Brickman, and I'm so glad you're here. Here's a question. Is money a source of frustration, futility, and fatigue? Does it cause stress and dissatisfaction? I can help. You may feel powerless, but you're not. I'm on a mission to help you close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of your finances. On today's episode, I'm excited to introduce you to a Hollywood movie star whose box office hit movie so many of you have seen and loved, as did I. And I want to tell you first how I met our wonderful guest, Ashley Bratcher. Ashley and I attended the same retreat recently. It was a conference retreat, and we hung out with the other people there. We were just a very small group and had just a beautiful 4 days in the Florida Keys. We've mentioned the Keys before on this program. And it was just a gorgeous resort. And we were dining and we were listening to wonderful people speak and we were shopping in the little shops and just having a ball. And Ashley looked so familiar to me. And I couldn't figure out, I knew her. But you know, in the circles we travel, Christian circles, a lot of us look familiar because we tend to show up at the same things. On the last night of the event, we're having this fabulous dinner party, and somebody took a handheld mic and said, "Ashley, would you come up and say a few words?" And I thought, wait, why are they asking Ashley to come up? And then, of course, it turned out it's Ashley Bratcher, who was the star in the movie Unplanned, the hit movie Unplanned, playing the role of Abby Johnson. So welcome, movie star Ashley.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for having me.
Oh, you had a good time at the retreat?
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, it was so wonderful to be able to spend time with people in such a paradise, I feel like. Everything was just, you know, top-notch, beautiful people, beautiful scenery. It was a great time.
I invited you, my new friend, to come here today because in getting to know you a little, I realized something really compelling, and that is that you could be the poster child for one of my 4 books in publication. Our working title is The 7 Powers of Financial Confidence. And in getting to know you, I realize you are using pretty much all of the powers that I describe in that book. And to see you in action is a joy for me. I mean, it makes me want to yell, "That's what I'm talking about." So I really want you to share your story and share with our listening friends all over the world. We are now in multiple countries. So I want to invite our listening friends to hear how, although their story is going to be different than yours or mine or anybody else's, that there are certain principles that are the same. So friends, as you're listening in on Ashley and my visit today, listen for the story and how delightful she is, but also listen for the principles that helped allow her to reach for the fullness of who God made her to be. So Ashley, your story started 4 years ago with us for what we're going to talk about. And that's when you were offered the role in a movie that would go on to become a big hit. And again, you played the starring role of Abby Johnson in Unplanned. So tell us how that happened, all about that.
When I went to work on Unplanned, it was a complete whirlwind. I got offered the role at the very last minute. I had about 7 hours to decide and pack my bags and take off. And God had really prepared my heart. I knew that I was meant to do this movie. It was heavy on my heart and I felt like I was supposed to go. So my husband and I, we agreed. I got on the plane. I was in Oklahoma for 7 weeks and It was a really special movie. I knew that taking on that role could have been really damaging to my career, but I took it, and there I was on set, you know, and that was the first thing that opened the door to the next thing. And when it came out, it was a really amazing experience.
The offer that they made you to star in that movie came with a very serious warning. Mm-hmm. And they warned you, and that was very noble of them, by the way, to warn you. And tell us what that warning was.
The day that I was offered the role, the producer said to me, "Ashley, do you understand that if you take this role, that you may never work again? You may be blacklisted in Hollywood and you may never work again." But because God had prepared me, I was able to say without hesitation, it doesn't matter to me because I know my worth and my value in Jesus. And I don't serve directors or producers or Hollywood. I serve the Lord, and I feel like I'm called to go. So here I am, Lord, send me. And I got on that plane.
I just got goosebumps when you said that, you know, and this, friends, is the power of identity, knowing who you are in the Lord, and the power of mission or purpose to go ahead and do without question what you feel God called you to do. And it also represents the power of permission. The power of permission is not about giving yourself an okay to do something that is not of the Lord. It is giving yourself the okay to do what you know God is calling you to do without wavering, without hesitation, without being on the fence, without passively letting opportunities pass you by that you know He has called you to do. So it's just thrilling. When you made the movie, in the making of that movie, how did it change you? What, you know, I'm sure, I can't imagine what it's like to be a Hollywood actor, but when you step into a role, surely, and you stepped into it beautifully. I remember seeing the movie as soon as it came out, and I remember one scene in particular, the look on your face that is frozen in my mind forever. You were fabulous in that movie. How did it change you?
It changed me in so many ways. First of all, I never really had a stance on the issue. You know, I just didn't. And so when I took on the role and I started researching about abortion and the procedure, that was the first time that my eyes had been opened. And then, like I said, I left so quickly for Oklahoma that no one knew I had left except for my husband. I mean, I got on this plane and I get a phone call from my mom 3 days later, and I realize I haven't told her I'm across the country filming a movie. So I'm already working on the film, and I started to tell my mom about it, and I hesitated because I knew that she'd had an abortion when she was in high school, and I didn't want her to feel judged or hurt, but it's such a beautiful story. And as I started to explain to her what it was about, she was just crying and just weeping. And I said, "Mom, are you okay? What's wrong?" And she said, "Ashley, I need to tell you something I never told you before. What you don't know is when I was 19 years old, I was at the abortion clinic for the second time. I was on the table. I got really sick to my stomach. I couldn't go through with it. I got up, I walked out, and I chose to have you." And I never knew that. So like I had mentioned, you know, I felt like God had called me to this role. It was very, very special. It was unlike any other thing I'd ever auditioned for. And that moment just really hit me in a way that I felt the presence of God so strongly. And I felt like God had such a unique plan for my life that He had already constructed from the moment of conception to where I was in that moment, and just became so real for me.
You know, Psalm 139, of course, you know it well. Mm-hmm. And it talks about Him knitting you in your womb. And in Ephesians 2:10, the Bible tells us that He has tasks that He has planned for us from long ago. And what's interesting is that it's as if you were being prepared for this role while you were in the womb and being allowed to have life, that this one day would happen. It's really, it in itself is a movie, what happened to you. In case anyone hasn't seen Unplanned, tell them how well the movie did at the box office, and I think they already know why they might want to see it, no matter where they stand on the issue, really. But would you share with them that?
Yeah, it was an incredible hit at the box office, and we were surprised. We came out number 4 in the box office, right behind Captain Marvel and Dumbo. So it was a big weekend for us to be able to hit the top at number 4. And it is a movie that I think everyone should see, no matter where you stand on the issue, because this woman, Abby Johnson, she was a Planned Parenthood clinic director. I mean, she was very, very, very much pro-choice. And then she had a complete 180 where she changed her mind and she saw the value of human life and the scientific evidence. I mean, there's so many things that I've had people come to me and say that it impacted them in such a way that they changed their mind. They might have been pro-choice and then they became pro-life. Or I've had people come to me and say, I chose to have my baby because I saw your movie. I was someone who didn't think I could do this, but I saw your movie and I decided I was going to keep my baby. And that is so rewarding. I mean, I would never regret doing that movie because people's lives were changed by it.
And also because I know you well enough to know you serve an audience of one. It's just that you also served an audience of millions through this movie. So the warning that they had given you after Unplanned became a hit, and it's not too late, everybody, to see that movie. But after it became a hit, did that warning come true? Was it hard to find work as an actor?
I didn't believe that it was going to be true. I just thought, I'm not going to be blacklisted. This is crazy. Nobody's going to do that. And then auditions did slow down. And I have great relationships with people in the industry, but things slowed down. And no one ever said to me, we don't want to work with you because... until recently. And it was really within the last week, just before I started talking to you today, that someone actually said, I really like you and I believe in you, but I can't work with you because you did that movie. And that was a dagger to my heart because that was the first time that somebody had actually said it to me. So it made me realize that it was probably happening behind the scenes.
Wow. So what you did was you decided to take action. You know, one of the themes of my ministry and my work is to help people find within themselves the power to live the life God intends. I don't want us to live passively. We want to live, obviously, in God's will. We're not trying to make it our will instead of His, but we want to believe in ourselves, in His vision for us well enough to be courageous and take charge and do things. And you decided to do something very big. You mustered your courage. And what did you do?
I became a producer. that was some of the best advice that the producers of Unplanned gave me after the fact. They saw something in me and they thought I would be good at crafting movies myself. And they said, go out and start finding movies you want to make. And I did. I thought, well, this is one way that I can absolutely take control of my career and pray about where God leads me and start finding the movies that I'm passionate about and bring them to life with other people. And that's what I'm doing now.
It's so incredible. I mean, if someone tries to stop you from doing a certain kind of work, you use that to say, okay, maybe there's a bigger kind of work that God has for me. And this is a very big work. Tell us about the movie you're making and why you chose that movie. And tell us the story about it.
The movie that I'm currently producing is called Pharma, and it's based on the true story of Dr. Frances Kelsey. She was one of the first women to work at the FDA. She was assigned a drug called thalidomide to approve, and she didn't think there was enough clinical research to provide that this was a safe drug for the American people. And she kept pressuring the pharmaceutical company to provide the evidence, and they had none. And come to find out through her research, the FDA was being bribed by Big Pharma at the time. Wow. And they were making tons of money off of this drug that was being sold all over Europe. And they found out it was causing babies to be born without arms and legs. Oh. So it was really a moment where she had to step out in courage against her own government agency and this giant corporation to say, no, this is wrong. You're doing something that's hurting people. And she risked a lot. And she went to the Washington Post. She exposed the whole story. And JFK went on to award her one of the highest civilian honors for her work.
Oh, wow. And a lot of women suffered terribly, and their babies suffered terribly as a result of it.
Over 10,000 babies around the world were affected because of this drug. So she really did the United States a service by speaking out against what was going on.
What a hero was she. Maybe part of making Unplanned and realizing that you're making a movie that is of such importance perhaps helped stimulate you and your creativity even further to reach for other meaningful movies. I suspect that we're going to see a lot of movies coming out of Ashley Bratcher. Now, the name of your film company is Simple Jane, yes. Right? Where did that come from?
Yes. My film company is called Simple Jane Films. And the reason it is Simple Jane is because I am a small town girl from rural North Carolina. I'm just simple. I'm plain. And that's the thing, right? Plain Jane. But we like to keep it simple. And I like to remember where I came from. So anytime that I get ready to sign a check or a document, I want to remember where I came from. And I want to be humble about it. And so that's just a constant reminder for me to keep it simple.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that story. And you know, I have to tell our friends that seeing you on a casual weekend, you carry yourself like a Christian. You don't carry yourself like a star who's full of herself. And yet, you are every bit as beautiful in real life as you are on screen when they've done all your makeup and your hair. So,
well, thank you.
So to build a successful and confident life, we have to use everything, not just the good stuff like our looks or brains or talent or opportunities. We need to use the bad stuff, use them to actually fuel our courage and our commitment. So if you are being barred or rejected or being harmed in some way in the efforts of building something, let it fuel the fire within you, friends, to make you grow stronger, more purposeful. Just be determined to find the path God had planned for you from the beginning. And let His power rise in you. Dare to give yourself over to that dream that God plants in your heart. You are willing to be stopped by God. You are under Him. But you are determined to be unstoppable by man. Ashley, weren't you afraid during these past few years, after Unplanned, but before today, in trying to put together, finding the right movie, making the right movie?
Oh, yeah. It's a constant journey. I think from the very moment that I signed on to Unplanned, I had to immediately lean into trust. I had to say, I trust you, Lord. I give you everything with my hands open. And that is really scary for people to do, is to sacrifice what you want and put it in God's hands. But it has led to the most incredible experience because I said yes from the very beginning.
You let your yes be yes, the power of permission. Do you have a favorite scripture or a life scripture you lean on that helps you?
This actually leans into that, really. It's Proverbs 3:5-6, which is, in all of your ways, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, and He will guide your path. And that has been it for me. I mean, since Unplanned, really, I have just leaned into that scripture and thought, let your will be, not mine, but yours, Lord. And it has helped me make every decision leading up to this point.
Well, we all want to support you. How can we follow you? How can we follow when the movie is coming up?
I post everything on my social media accounts, and I am primarily on Instagram. It's _AshleyBratcher. And then on Facebook, it's Official Ashley Bratcher. But pretty much if you search my name, Ashley Bratcher, you'll find me.
Okay. You know, our time has gone so fast, but we have got to have you back because there is more that I want to talk about with you. And so will you come back and do a part two with us?
I would love to.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's a pleasure having you here, and we're going to have you back for part two.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye for now. Let's continue our conversation. We're in season two, and our fan base is growing around the world. Hello, Germany, Australia, Canada, and Brazil. Thanks for being with us. Want to be informed of the next weekly episode? Subscribe and click the little bell. Want free resources and my special caring support? Subscribe to ElizabethBrickman.com. Now, come on, say it with me. Let's close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of our finances. And thanks, Tyler Harrison. You're an excellent audio engineer.